Hello guys, welcome to or welcome back to Innerworks. If this is your first time listening, my name is Olivia. If you are a frequent listener, welcome back. What is up? Hope you're doing well. I am very excited for today's episode because it is the 1 year anniversary of this podcast. Now, technically, it is not the 1 year because I'm stupid and I thought that today was the 14th instead of the 15th because the 1 year anniversary would have been on the 14th, which was yesterday on a Sunday. And for some reason, I thought, I don't know, I guess I just got my days confused. I knew the 1 year anniversary was coming up and I wanted to post this episode exactly on the 1 year anniversary, but for some reason I thought it was today instead of yesterday. So whatever, doesn't matter. Point is, it's been a year. It's been a year and I literally cannot believe it. Like, I can't believe it. I have so much to say. Like, it's crazy. But before we get started with today's episode, I gotta give you guys my life update. I don't think anyone really cares about the life update, which doesn't matter because even if no one does care, I still like giving life updates because here's the thing. I can't tell you guys about my life and I can't talk about my feelings and my emotions and experiences if I don't tell you guys where I've been, what I've been doing, where life has taken me, all that jazz. So I'm sure some people don't like it, but I don't really give a fuck because they're important to the storyline and the context of these episodes. So, okay. All right. Where do I start? So, as you guys may have known, or as you guys may know, if you've been listening for the past couple months, you'll know that I'm now in Canada. And Canada, I've been guided to Canada because the person I'm in a relationship with lives in Canada, and that's how I got here. And so I'm here for a while. I don't know how long, kind of just until, I don't know. I'm the type of person that listens to my intuition. So when I'm being guided to somewhere, I go. When it's time to leave, I leave. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm probably gonna be here for a while. So I'm in Canada and it's been great. It's been good. It's been cold and I have not been used to that, but it's been really good. And so basically my boyfriend got a job, an acting job. Like, this is so random. Okay, let me back up. A little insight into this person. He played professional hockey for many years. Then he retired, okay? And so for the past like year and a half, almost 2 years, he's been doing his own thing, whatever, not playing hockey. A couple weeks ago, he got offered an acting job in a town that's 6 hours away, which is like super random, the whole way it unfolded was just super random. But basically he got offered an acting job, he took it, and this acting job is like basically a month long thing. And so now we are in a hotel for a month, basically. Like, the production company or whatever is like putting us up in this hotel, which is really cool of them. And he's filming, like, he's gonna be in a show. It's so weird. I don't know if any of you, well, no, I don't think I can talk about it actually, because he signed an NDA and he told me that he couldn't say anything. So I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be allowed to say anything on here where thousands of people listen to it. So never mind. I was gonna give you guys more details, but point is, he's in a show, and once the show is aired, I will tell you guys about it. Maybe I won't, because I'll probably forget about it. Well, I won't forget about it, but you guys will probably forget about it. Whatever. Anyways, point is, he got an acting job. We're in this town that's 6 hours away from where he lives, and I'm living in a hotel while he's acting in a show, which is so freaking random. Neither of us literally expected that to happen at all. But abundance, you know, the universe rewards you in crazy, random ways that you may not ever expect, you know? And that's how life goes. When you listen to your intuition and you take things day by day, like, you get rewarded in the most craziest ways, and like your manifestations and abundance comes to you in amazing ways, but ways that you would have never expected. And that's kind of what this situation is. So yeah. Which brings me to my next point. If you guys hear like doors opening and closing, it's because I'm literally living in a hotel for a month. And yeah, but I'm not mad about it because I have the opportunity to get a lot of work done. Like, I'm the type of person who procrastinates a lot. And if I don't have, like, if I have distractions or people around me or things to do, like fun things to do instead of work, then I obviously will do those things instead, excuse me, instead of getting work done. So because I'm in a hotel room, like, all freaking day by myself, I have nothing to do. Well, I have nothing fun to do, but I have a bunch of work to do. So I'm going to be working on the ebook. I'm going to try and make, like, YouTube videos. But here's the thing. My life, it's not boring right now. But, like, I'm living in a hotel and, sorry, I'm mixing my coffee. Hold on. I'm living in a hotel and I'm in a city where I don't really know where anything is. Like, I can't really go to any parks or anything because it's freaking freezing out. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that I'm from Florida, and Florida is obviously very hot. And this is not. This is freaking freezing. And I'm actually, side tangent, I'm actually really, really excited because I'm pretty sure I'll be here for Christmas, which hopefully my family's not listening to this because I don't think they know that I'm not coming home for Christmas. But I think I'll be here for Christmas, which is so exciting because I'll have like a snowy Christmas. Like, usually I have like 80 degree Christmases where it's like hot and not cold or snowy. So I'm really excited for the winter and all that stuff because I'll be able to like have those classic winter experiences that I've literally never had ever like in my life. So yeah, I'm excited for that. But back to what I'm saying, I'm in a new city for basically a month now by myself in a hotel room, and I have a car with me, but like, I don't know where anything is. Like, and if I'm not on Wi-Fi, then my phone doesn't have service. So like, it's kind of, I can't really go out, you know? So I'm kind of just in this hotel room talking to myself literally right now. And that's my life. So the whole friggin' point of me saying that was I could record YouTube videos, but like, I don't really know what to do because my life's not interesting right now. Well, it's not that it's not interesting, but like, I feel like nobody would want to see what I'm doing because I'm literally not doing anything. But that being said, if I do something, I'll bring you guys along. So yeah, or it might just be a talking video. My last two videos were talking videos, and I was talking about inner child healing. I was talking about, I don't know. I was just rambling, but it was all good stuff. So that being said, go subscribe to my YouTube channel. The link is in my Instagram bio. If you don't follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is Olivia Beira, Beira is how you spell my last name. And yeah, also for those of you who listen on Spotify, if you could just press the follow button, that helps me out a lot because I feel like I have a lot of people that listen, but a lot of people don't press the follow button. So if you're not following me on Spotify, go ahead and do that. And same with Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, go ahead and do that because that's how I talk to you guys and respond to you guys and all that stuff. So yeah, I'm just rambling out of my ass right now. I know for a fact that some people don't like when I ramble and then like I take forever to get into the main point of the videos because I've been told that before. But here's the thing. Respectfully, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, to me, I listen to podcast episodes to like kind of as background noise. So the longer the better, the more rambly the better. And I don't know if you guys feel that way, but that's how I feel. And also, if like you're bored with what I'm saying, just press like skip forward 15 seconds or 30 seconds or whatever, you know? So yeah, that's my life update. I'm living in a hotel, sitting at this desk, staring at my phone and drinking my coffee. And life is good. So yeah, it's been a year and technically one day since I've started this podcast episode, and I literally cannot believe it. The growth that I have done in this past year has been the most growth I've done in a year ever. It's actually crazy. So if you're new here and you haven't listened from the very beginning, basically I was living in Orlando, Florida. I was in school. I was not happy. I didn't want to be in school because I felt like there was something else out there for me, and I didn't want to be wasting my energy and my life away doing something that I wasn't fulfilled and happy with. And not saying that college is a waste of time or energy, because everyone is different. Everyone's experience and journey is different. But for me, college just wasn't it, and like I was not thriving. But the crazy thing is, I was actually really excited to do college and like take classes and learn, because I don't know about you guys, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before, but the public education system in America is like really okay. Actually, okay, let me rephrase. While I'm really grateful for the education that I have had, and I know that that's like a blessing, not everyone in the world gets an education, and I'm very, very grateful for my education. But that being said, the American education system isn't really focused on children, like at least middle school and high school. It's not really focused on kids learning. It's more just about test scores and getting, you know, the school higher grades so that the school can get more money from the government. You know what I mean? So it's not really about learning. It's more just about like, oh, get a good grade so we can have a better rating, so we can look better. And in that, in my experience and opinion, like the kids don't really learn anything, because then the kids become focused on getting a good grade and not actually learning and retaining the information. You know what I mean? So I thought college was going to be different. I thought college was going to be like an actual learning experience. And then when I got there, because of the pandemic and stuff and everything that was going on in the world, I had to do online classes, and like I wasn't going to, and also I was in a community college too, so it wasn't like a four-year university where it was like dorms and parties and friends, and it wasn't that. And so I was going to the community college, but I was still excited to learn. Like I was excited to work, learn, get my degree, and figure out what I wanted to do with my life. But one semester in, I realized, I mean, some people could say that I should have given it more time, but like, I don't know, one semester passed and I realized like my intuition was just like, yeah, this is not for you. I wasn't even learning anything because it was just all online, and it wasn't the experience I thought it would be. And my intuition was just like, no. Excuse me. My intuition was just like, no. So I fought it for a little bit because I was worried about what my parents would think. It was like the fear of the unknown, you know? Like, I had no idea what I was going to do with my life, but I just knew I didn't want to be doing that. But I also knew that, like, there were so many other possibilities and routes that I could take. Like, there were so many things that I could do with my life. Or also, okay, side tangent. There is nothing you need to, quote unquote, do with your life. The point of life is to just experience it and be in it. Not do something or make X amount of money or have a certain title with a job. You know what I mean? And I was very fixated on that for when I was in school, because I was like, well, what am I going to quote unquote do with my life? But the whole point of life is to just experience it. And in that, you find your passions and your hobbies, and you place your energy towards things that fulfill you. And that is what brings you success and abundance, you know? So anyways, I was worried about, you know, what I was going to quote unquote do with my life. I was worried about what my parents would think and all that. And I hesitated because I didn't know what I would do. And I was really nervous. Honestly, I was expecting the worst from my parents. Like, I didn't give them enough credit because they were supportive for sure. But I thought they were going to like shun me and never speak to me and all that. But I think I was just making things out to be worse than they actually would be. And that's a thing I've learned too, is like, I always make things out to be worse than they actually are. You know what I mean? Like I am a positive person, but in situations where I get worried or I don't know the outcome, like I find that sometimes I'm like pretty negative, and I'm like, oh, well, like it's gonna be a bad experience. Or I make things out to be worse than they are. Is that how you say it? Whatever. You guys know what I'm saying. But yeah, so then finally I just listened to my intuition and I dropped out of school, and, I just didn't give a singular crap anymore. And I was like, you know what? I want to do what makes me happy. And when I was in school, like, I had the idea of starting a podcast, but I never thought I would actually do it because it's freaking terrifying. And I knew that everyone that I knew would find out about it and would listen to it. And like putting myself out there on the internet for the entire world to listen to was and still is really terrifying. So I was like nervous and like I was still in school, so I didn't really want to do it. But then I discovered a thing called woofing. Well, I had known about it for a while, like honestly since middle school, but I never looked into it. But there's this thing called woofing or woofing, whatever you want to call it. It's basically a work exchange. And I've talked about it a bunch, but if you're new here, like I'll just give you the rundown. It's a work exchange and you can work on someone's property. Usually it's farming or like outdoor work or something. You can work on someone's property and they don't pay you, but you get to live there for free. So they do a lot of that in Hawaii. They do a lot of like work exchanges in Hawaii because a lot of people want to live and experience Hawaii for short terms or long terms, whatever. For me, it was short term. And but obviously it's really expensive to live there. So people do these work exchanges to just visit and travel for cheap. And, you know, that's what I did. So so I heard about it. And basically what seemed like in the period of like 1 week, or no, it wasn't 1 week. Oh, actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking, I started the podcast before I quit school. So, or wait, did I? No, because my first episode was dropping out of college. Yeah, so I think it was all around the same time. I dropped out of school. I started the podcast and I decided, me and my friend decided that we wanted to do this work exchange. And luckily, I had my best friend to do it with me. And like, honestly, I was kind of worried that she was going to back out, but she didn't. And I'm really surprised. And she's not listening to this, but even if she is, like, I don't care. I'm really surprised that she didn't, because we planned it 9 months in advance. And 9 months is a long time. Like, anything could change in 9 months. And she had never moved out of home before. So like, I thought that she would get nervous and like not want to do it. But either way, I was fixated and like I had a vision and I had a goal and I just wanted to do it. And I knew that like I had always wanted to go to Hawaii since I was really young, so I made it happen. And that's the thing that like, well, I'll go back to that. I was about to say that's one of the most powerful lessons I learned this year, which is like you can literally do anything you want to do, which is so cliche but so true, but I'll go back to that. But yeah, in the span of like a week, basically, what seems like is I got out of a relationship. I ended, or like a almost four-year relationship ended. I dropped out of school. I started a podcast and I decided I wanted to move to Hawaii. And initially the plan was that I was going to move to Hawaii for 4 months. Obviously that changed. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I only stayed there for 6 weeks. But point is, I still went, I still experienced it. I manifested it literally. And yeah, so that was crazy. That was a crazy time in my life. And that was a year ago. Crazy to think about it. Now, 1 year later, I've started the podcast. The podcast is successful. Like, I'm making an income from it. Like, I'm doing brand deals. I'm posting on YouTube. Like, I'm doing the podcast weekly. I'm living in Canada with my freaking perfect human that I manifested too. Which is a crazy story too. Like, I don't know if I'll ever be vulnerable enough to explain that story of how I literally manifested my dream partner, because I'm not saying that like jokingly. Like, I legitimately manifested this human into my life, wrote it out, like spoke it out into existence. And a week later, like, I met this person. It was in such crazy circumstances too. So maybe I'll have to tell you guys that story one day, but it involves a lot of vulnerability. And while I am vulnerable on here, like, there's certain things that I don't talk about, and relationships is one of them and all that stuff. So anyways, whatever, maybe that's a story for another day. But point is, 1 year later, I'm living a completely different life. I keep burping because I'm drinking coffee. 1 year later, I went to Hawaii. I started the podcast, doing the podcast full time, not in school. You know, I had so many incredible experiences this past year. Like, I had a job that was amazing and like taught me so many incredible things. And like, I met beautiful souls through that. And like, I traveled and saw Hawaii and that was amazing. Like, I changed my family relationships. I changed my like outlook on life and perspectives, and I built friendships, you know, like I learned lessons through friendships. I created new relationships. Like, I've met so many people since being in Canada too. Like, I've been surrounded by so much freaking love, and like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, I manifested it. I literally manifested it. So yeah, like 1 year later, my life is just completely different, and I would have never expected it, which makes me think, what is my life going to be like in a year from today? And I kind of want to like verbalize it and guess, like, I don't know, not guess, like speak it out into existence. You know what I mean? Like, I think a year from now, I'll still be doing the podcast. I'll be doing YouTube full time. I think, you know what? I think my 2020, oh, actually, I'm so excited for the new year. Okay, side tangent. If you guys, well, yeah, I started this in November. So you guys were around when 2021, you know, happened, but I don't know if I talked about it then, but I am a huge New Year's person. Or maybe last year I said I wasn't. I think I used to not like New Year's resolutions, but now I freaking love them, because last year I made resolutions and they happened. And like, I wrote my goals down and they happened. And so now I'm just like a believer in writing down your goals and writing down your dreams and manifestations and desires and working towards making them happen. You know what I mean? So yeah, so I'm so excited for the new year because I have so many visions and so many goals and plans, and like, I'm just so freaking excited. So yeah, so I think in a year from now, I'll be doing YouTube full time. Like, I was about to say, one of my 2022 goals is to do YouTube, like to build YouTube in the same way that I've started the podcast. And like, in 1 year, the podcast went from zero to 100,000 in a year. And like, if that's possible on a podcast, like, podcasts are really tricky in general. But like, if I can do that on a podcast, I can do it on YouTube. You know what I mean? It's like, I can do whatever I want. And so can you. Like, that's why I get so passionate, because I look back to a year ago and I would have never expected that I would have been here. And so that's why I love relaying this to you guys, because if you have a vision or a dream or a desire or your intuition's telling you something, literally listen to it. The universe, God, Jesus, whatever you believe in, will never guide you in the wrong direction. If you listen to your intuition and take things day by day, even on the bad days, like, you'll still always find clarity. You'll always get past the bad days or the, you know, the downs. Like, literally listen to your intuition. Do what your heart is telling you, which sounds so cliche, but it's so true. Like, you will never, ever, ever be guided in the wrong direction. You know what I mean? Like, I could have been in school, did the traditional route, but I would have been unhappy. I would have been pleasing everyone around me, but I would have been unhappy at my core. And, you know, like, it was scary, but I had to just trust. That's a huge thing, just trusting the universe. I had to just trust the universe, and I did. And I jumped, and I fucking flew, you know? And you guys can too. Like, that's the thing. I used to always hear people's stories and I'd be like, oh, that's so unattainable. And, you know, that mindset of like, oh, that could never be me, or oh, I couldn't do that, kept me exactly where I was, which was in a low place and a place where I wasn't happy, a place where I wasn't doing what I wanted to do, where I wasn't listening to my intuition. But until I shifted my perception of life and perception of my own ability, then that's when I stepped into my power, and that's when I was able to create anything I wanted to. You know, like, everything you speak out, everything you speak and say speaks itself into existence. So I used to be like, oh, I could never do that, or oh, I'll never have this amount of money, or oh, I'll never do this, oh, I'll never do that. That mindset and that mentality kept me stuck in that place. And then I wondered why I wasn't doing well or why I wasn't happy. You know what I mean? And then when I shifted my perspective and realized, okay, I can do this. I might not have the instant reward right now, but I know that I can get there. And I would write out my goals. I would write out affirmations. I would force myself to find motivation even on the days when I didn't have it. And like, practicing that for a year got me exactly where I wanted to be. And of course, I still have so many other goals and stuff like that. But seeing what I've accomplished in this past year has given me 100 times more motivation than when I had nothing, or when I didn't technically have anything that I was trying to have. You know what I mean? So yeah, I just wanted to I don't know how I got there. I just kind of went off on a passionate tangent there, but it's crazy. It's crazy how life works for you when you listen to your intuition and you do what your soul and energy is guiding you towards. You know what I mean? But nevertheless, it's definitely scary. It's definitely, definitely scary. Like, I remember a year ago, like, before I started the podcast, and I had, like, I deleted Snapchat, so I don't use it anymore, but I had a private Snapchat story where it just had, like, 5 or 6 people on it, and I remember posting a video and being like, oh, I really want to start a podcast, but I don't know, and, like, a couple people slid up, and they were like, do it, and I was like, no, like, no one's gonna care, no one, it doesn't matter, like, it'll be stupid, and then I realized that I'm not doing it for anyone else. Anything that I want, right? Whether it's financial abundance or if I want to travel, if I want a certain job or if I want a certain relationship, I'm not doing it for other people. I'm doing it for me. And if I do things for me and if I do things because my intuition is telling me to, like, that's all that matters, you know? Like, when I realized that the podcast was for me and it is literally like a therapy and tool for me to be successful and not even be successful, but when I started it, like, it was just a tool for me to vent about my feelings, like, then that's when it took off, because I didn't care what anyone else thought, and I was just doing it for me. And if you guys listen to, like, my first episodes, or, like, not even my first episodes, I would say, honestly, my first 10 episodes, I gave so many disclaimers, and I was, like, so worried about what everyone was gonna think about me, and I was, like, you know, like, I was talking to someone about this the other day. Like, I was such a freaking people pleaser. Like, I cared way too much about what people thought of me. So, like, I feel like you could definitely pick up on that probably the first 10 episodes. Like I said, like, you could definitely pick up on that, how I would just was super, super hyper aware. And, like, I didn't want to say the wrong things. And it took a little time to get over that, because, like, while I didn't care, like, what people thought about me in the sense of, like, starting it, I cared about what I was saying, like, too much. So that finally that passed. And then I got to the point where I was like, you know what? It is what it is. Like, I'm speaking my truth. If people don't like it, whatever. And, you know, that got me even further. And so, yeah, like, the whole freaking point of this rant and tangent and entire episode is to listen to your intuition and trust. Trust the universe. Trust yourself, because you are the universe experiencing itself. Trusting the universe is trusting yourself. So, yeah. And if I would have never done that, I would not be here talking to you guys, and you guys wouldn't be listening to this. Like, think about that. Think about how freaking crazy that is. If I had never started the podcast, I would not be here at this exact moment. I would not even be in Canada. I would not be talking to my phone in this hotel. And you guys wouldn't be listening to this whenever you're listening to this, you know? Like, maybe you're on a walk and you're listening to this, or maybe you're at school and you're listening to this. Like, you would not be experiencing this exact moment if I had never started the podcast. And not even saying, like, just me, but, like, you guys wouldn't be experiencing this exact moment if you never even clicked on this episode, which is crazy, you know? Like, the butterfly effect is so wild. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I got there, but anyways. Point is, life's crazy, but it's amazing, and I'm so grateful. I'm so freaking grateful. Another huge thing, I talk about this a lot too, but, like, just gratitude. Having gratitude. Gratitude for your food, gratitude for your life, gratitude for fresh air, for your ability to see, hear, walk, talk. Like, there's so many freaking things to be grateful for. There's a million things you could complain about, and there's a million things that could be negative. And not saying that in an invalidating way. Like, we all have our hardships, we all have our bad days, and, like, yesterday, if you would have asked me to find things to be grateful about, I would have been like, no, because yesterday I had a shitty day. But, like, I got past it, and today I'm realizing I'm just in one of those moods where I'm like, there's so many things to be grateful for, you know? And like I said, there are hardships, there are bad days, and that doesn't invalidate our experiences. But, like, when you do find clarity, when those bad days pass, you'll realize that, like, you're actually grateful for those days because it brought you to where you are now, you know? Like, I look back at my past, and I'm grateful for my quote-unquote negative experiences because they taught me so much, and they brought me to this exact moment. And if I had never experienced any hardships, I wouldn't be where I am now. Same with you, you know? So, yeah, I'm hyper as fudge right now, as you guys can tell, because I didn't even drink that much coffee, but Maybe it's just because I'm in a good mood and I'm hyped up because it's the 1 year anniversary, which it's not even technically the 1 year anniversary. I'm so freaking annoyed that I did that because I knew it was on the 14th, but here's why I think I got confused. I think I got confused because I posted an episode last Monday and I'm recording this on Monday. So I posted an episode last Monday and I thought like, oh, the 1 year anniversary will be on next Monday, but it was really actually on Sunday. You know what I mean? So whatever, doesn't matter. Point is, it's been a year and I'm so grateful. Also, sorry if you keep hearing like the stirring, I'm stirring my coffee. Point is, 1 year later and I'm so grateful and I love you all. And if you've been listening from the start, I love you. You're amazing. Send me a message. I would love to know how many people have been listening from the start because that's crazy. Like, you guys have gone along this journey with me for the past year and that's crazy. Like, I want to hear how your guys's past year has been. Like, I want to hear if you've been listening from the start or even if you haven't. Like, I just want to hear what your year has been like and all that stuff. Like, you know, any thoughts from this that were sparked from this episode, like, just I want to know them. So message me again. My Instagram is Olivia Beira, Beira is how you spell my last name. But also my DMs are being kind of weird right now. I don't know if anyone else is doing this, but like I'll refresh it and it'll go to like 6 weeks ago and like it won't show me. It's kind of hard for me to show like it. Then I refresh it again and then it shows me the new one. So whatever, it's being weird. But point is, message me. I want to hear from you guys. Yeah, I'm happy with how today's episode turned out. I feel like I didn't really go the route that I was expecting it to. I thought I was going to kind of list a bunch of things that I learned this year, but I guess the main one overall would be just listen to your intuition, because I listened to mine and it brought me here and it brought me the experience of this and you guys. And that is like, I'm so grateful. I'm so eternally grateful for everyone who's listened from the start. And you know, like, it's just crazy. Just crazy. So, yeah. My dudes. What else was I going to say? I think I was about to say something, but I just forgot. I hate when this happens. I think that's it. I love you all. You're the best. I'm so grateful for all of you. Go watch my YouTube videos, go follow me on Instagram. You know what's funny? Actually, side tangent too. The amount of people, I don't know if, okay, the amount of people that listen to the podcast versus the amount of people that follow me on Instagram literally does not match up at all, and it makes no sense. So I don't know if it's just because a lot of you guys don't have Instagram or if you're too lazy to search up my name, but if you listen, I need you to follow me right now, okay? Because I do a lot of polls and stuff, and like I ask you guys a lot of questions and all that stuff. Like I post every time I have a new episode, and like just I need you guys to be in the loop of things, you know? Because then if you don't follow me on Instagram, then you might be out of the loop. You know what I mean? So if you want to be in the loop, follow me on Instagram. Again, for the third time, my Instagram is Olivia Beira. Beira is how you spell my last name. So yeah, follow me there. And then like the links on my Instagram, there's links to my YouTube, TikTok, podcast, all that stuff. So yeah, that's it. I love you guys. You're the best. Happy 1 year. It's our 1 year anniversary, me and you. Let's celebrate. anyways, love you guys. You're the best. Talk to you in the next episode.